Hello everybody, here's Oslo Town Hall. This early 20th century red brick building. I think unattractive, verging towards hideous. It's a little bit characterful, this female nude up here. All right, and then some typical Norwegian images. Snowflakes on the doors if you get a bit closer. So all built from local materials, but very plain. It's not art deco, whatever. So some of these were only put up after the Second World War. It's got some scenes from that saga by Snorri Sturluson, who's like this 13th century poet. Yeah, and I don't know the story, okay? But that's obviously more like more modern Norwegian folk dress and so on. So a lot of references to Norse mythology in this imagery. Yeah. Okay, so take a look at the eagle. But the red brick is just so plain. These massive faces. Are we going to see trolls and so on? Reindeer. Last time I was here, they served reindeer. I can't find any reindeer to eat. Serve it in IKEA, which I know is Swedish, but they're cousins. And this guy, he's catching foxes or whatever, or wolves. All right, so yeah, the Nobel Peace Prize is famously awarded in this building. Okay, a Viking on horseback, Odin, the god of war, is that right? An Embla. So she's a bit rudy-nudy, is she? What a hairstyle. Personal ingang, as in staff entrance, but all the doors are locked, and this is the public entrance. You see the snowflake motif, yeah? Well, it can be very snowy here. And anyway, I just noticed how spacious the place is. I mean, everything in Norway is wide streets, lots of parks, gaps between the building, because obviously, unlike, you know, the United Kingdom, particularly southern England, there's very low population density. You see more snowflakes, and this guy battling that serpent's coils, and this guy almost like St. George and the Dragon and so forth. What does that say? And look at all these scenes on this level here. These shirtless men catching fish, dogs, hogs, whatever. So women too. I don't know what this symbol is. Okay, and then we've got the fasces. Before fascism came along, meant to be a symbol of the state. Is that king on his throne and the female nude way up high? So pity, I mean, all the doors have been tried. Someone is dying or what? He's throttling the person? It's a big open space in there in that hall where Nelson Mandela famously, as well as many others, was awarded it. And then you see the swan symbol. And then beyond is all for a similar time period. So there's Fridtjof Nansen Square after the renowned Norwegian polar explorer. And he came up with a Nansen passport for the League of Nations after the First World War. A lot of stateless people because borders were changed. And some people didn't accept the new citizenship, weren't allowed to retain the citizenship of the sovereign state they formerly belonged to. So you can't identify yourself, you cannot travel. That was it. So Nansen, he disappeared during a polar expedition. I mean, the Poles aren't the last place I'd like to go. Nansen, distant Danish ancestry, as in the S-E-N suffix to a surname, as in son in Danish. So here we go. It's a public holiday this Monday, this last Monday of May. Don't know why. So is that why the things are still shut? Okay, so they're very prominent in the League of Nations, the United Nations. So that's how those wooden friezes. And some from the older Edda and the younger Edda too, father and son, a pair of poems. Sorry, a pair of poets. And these little flags of Oslo City up there. It's not very windy. It was unseasonably overcast. So really they do organise the city from here. It's not just for the ceremonial purposes of this hall, as in collection of refuse and whatnot. Anyway, so that's perhaps enough from Oslo City Hall. On the other side is the harbour. And look at the huge clock, the symbol of the world. Ah, are those the signs of the zodiac or something like that as well?
Oh yeah.
If you look closely. Pity we can't get in. There's just a chance it'll open again a bit later. All right. So thank you so much for coming to join me in Oslo. And I see on their city flag, they've got like a crown on it. Is it a king on his throne or something? Right, that's enough from Oslo City Hall, methinks. And all from locally sourced building materials. Okay, goodbye everybody.